teaching. It was a professor or a teacher who changed your life. And that is an asset that the University of Illinois has that will be a competitive difference because of the greatness of its faculty. And that then translates into a big question around, are we properly crediting the teaching excellence as faculty are promoted and evaluated? There has been over the years such an emphasis on the written work and on creating papers and on that, and I don't want to go there too much because I know how important that is to the whole environment of faculty. But then if you look at what we need to do in the future, it's to make sure that those students know that they're going to be exposed to great minds and really have that personal experience, like with the faculty we saw last night.
And I think somehow we need to incorporate that into our thinking of these reviews, which I assume the faculty will find a way to help us with that. Ken?
I was going to say, just to echo what Dr. Ghosh was saying about, you know, how much students pay, I think the dashboard has a really stern focus on tuition. But as a student, when you get your award letter, you know, you're looking at how much you have to pay for housing, how much you're going to have to pay, you know, for books, and all the other costs that, you know, come into attending. It's not just the tuition that is looked at. And so I think we have to be, you know, aware of that in awarding scholarships, that, you know, we're not just looking for scholarships to pay the tuition. We also need to pay, you know, for housing and other expenses too. And that plays into the competitiveness between, you know, us and other schools.
And I think we're really in our first year or so of the dashboard program. I know that the president meets with the chancellors and the senior team regularly, and I know some of the chancellors have some insight into what would make the dashboards more useful, and we might ask them to start to tweak that, particularly with a look towards a student focus and the experience of the student as it relates to the university.
May I just ask a question that may be obvious to the answer to, which may be obvious to everyone else, but how is it that we have a large number of students taking more than 4 years for an undergrad degree and going up to six? How does that happen?
I can probably speak for my campus, and I bet you there are analogous situations at others. We have a lot of students these days who want to double and triple major, who want to use an experience abroad during their 4 years, who want to do some service learning and contribute to the community or experiential learning, that leads to taking more than just 4 years for the degree.
At UIC, we have a large number of students who work multiple jobs to offset the escalating tuition rate as well as to attend to family needs and responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. And it's both are true for us, but I would say more of this at UIS, we have a lot of students who are really contributing significantly themselves to the cost of their education, and it's just very, very difficult. Some of these students are working 40 hours a week and trying to carry a 15-credit-hour load at the same time.
Thanks. I asked that question because, for me, there was no option.
Yeah.
Me neither.
I think many of us had that.
None of us.
Get through school.
And is it possible to think of the programs in their competitive set, that is program by program, in terms of whether or not we could attract students even if they had a free option? I assume people would continue to pay for certain programs in Urbana whether they had a free option or not. And I assume that's true here and in Chicago as well. Mm-hmm. But there are probably other programs where they might be more indifferent. If they had a free option somewhere else.
That would be a consistent, I believe, theme cutting across all campuses, the three campuses. Yeah.
Well, you had a great example of that last night with the public affairs reporting program. I mean, people come here from many different places, not just around Springfield, to participate in that program because it is so well known and really, really excellent program.
So I think you're absolutely right in the questions you're asking and in the comments that have been made so far. Clearly, the demand for an Illinois degree is only going to continue to be high if the quality of the programs are high. I think that the last time I looked, we had something like 57 programs that rank in the top